Hey guys, it's Zach from kingsofthepodcastle.com. Check out our latest audition from our new prospective talent, Mia, the first queen of Kings of the Podcastle. Here comes.
Now, hold on. Okay. All right. Here comes something. Why the fuck is wrestling so important to you, Greg?
Because it features penises.
We don't have any sound effects right now. We can get them, though.
Because it's the comic book that was brought to life as you were a kid. I mean, that's all it was. Okay.
Now hold on. Mia's over there, like she's agreeing.
Well, because I grew up on it too. It's old school wrestlers.
Really?
Yeah.
That and she wants a D later.
Yeah. No, go ahead. Yeah, Mia. Whenever you talk, just talk right into that big black muff, just like you were a lesbian.
like it's a giant big clit.
Nobody gives me any credit when I say something witty like that. They always laugh their asses off whenever Devin says something funny, but I can't get nothing on big black muff.
Can you see my sliz now? Huh? Can you see my sliz?
Okay. Your what?
My sliz.
Oh fuck. We'll come back to
that.
That
was funny the first two times we saw it.
No, yeah, it was funny. It was a very funny thing. Okay.
And any girl that would actually let that guy go down her is actually probably like the lowest form of fucking life. Because
you are
really
a racist
stupid.
Son of a bitch.
It's okay. It's okay that you're racist, though, Greg.
How is that racism? Because dude. I said that son of a bitch. I didn't even say what color or creed he was. He's just a fucking stupid fat dumbass that fucking made a decent rap video talking about eating a girl out. And
now,
it's like,
come on,
yeah,
that was funny, though.
Yeah, because he can't get laid. I'm sorry, but if he got done, he's all, I guess I'm going to go move
like
to the next place.
Like he just had Popeye's chicken.
What?
Oh!
You no, hold on. Hold
it
on.
Wasn't even finger looking good. It was like smacking his lips like Popeye's chicken. Juicier and shit.
But that was funny, though. You guys didn't think it was funny?
I thought it was funny.
Yeah,
Mia, you didn't think it was funny?
I
thought it was hilarious. Do you shave?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to ask you every question that could possibly
be
asked.
Honest with you.
As long as these headphones are on and the mics are on. Now, when we go downstairs and have a cocktail.
Do you?
No, I don't.
You don't?
I don't.
Why not?
No.
That is this.
What's wrong with that?
Wait, can I answer this for you?
Hold up, are you fucking serious?
This is the first woman I've ever had this
conversation.
No.
It's all fucking wild, like fucking
Yeah.
That is disgusting.
Holy
my penis
fuck.
Looked like a fucking baby bird in a bird's nest.
Huh? What?
Emphasis on the baby.
Can I defend you? And I'm not trying to like hurt your feelings if I say this.
No, go ahead.
If he can't grow it up top, I mean, the best he can do is grow it down below. I'm not. No.
Whatever. No.
If I was bald on top, that's what I would do.
Hold up. You don't even trim.
No. Now hold on. Here's the question. Is a man supposed to do that?
Yes.
Oh
what?
God. Yes.
Yes.
Why? Why is a man supposed to do that? I thought that the whole thing.
I'm gonna answer for the female. I'm gonna answer.
No. Hold on. I don't care. No. Zach, I understand that you have something very important to say, but we actually have a female here. Normally, we would let the man answer for the female, but since we have one here, let's hear what she has to say.
Okay, would you want to go down on a fucking bush?
I would.
You would?
No, I'm just saying, no,
Here's the thing, though.
No way!
Here's the thing. Every time you've gone down on a quote-unquote bush, I guarantee you it's still been trimmed. Because every girl you've ever known has shaved her legs.
Thank you, Zach.
It's been trimmed. Yes.
Please hold while I
tell you what the fuck you don't know about. When I was in high school, dated a girl all through college. She, leg shaver, all that was good. But she was not a very good bush shaver, right? And I thought it was bad. I actually asked her. I was like, hey, will you please take care of this?
Okay.
But that was the thing. Is she never really trimmed that. Like, it was full on go time.
Did she bring a goddamn trash bag along so that every time he fucking gagged, threw it back up?
No, my point is that even though she wasn't fully trimmed, I still went down on her.
Because you loved her.
No.
Yeah.
No, aww. here's the thing.
So my point is, hold on. So are you saying that you would not go down on me? Would you not go down on a guy just because he didn't trim? I'm asking.
Mine are usually that I don't. The,
Come on. Answer the question. Here we are. We're talking.
When I was a teenager, when I was younger, probably.
Yeah, yeah, we're talking. Okay, we're honestly, talking. We're opening. Okay. We're opening up here. We're just talking.
Hey, you live and learn. Live and learn.
Yeah, live and learn. Exactly. Live so, learn. Would you go down on a guy who didn't
now,
trim?
Now that'd be a negative.
Really?
I'm completely bald.
okay. Let's get this out. Let's get this out of the way. That Mia and Greg are kind of. Not, I'm not going to say boyfriend and girlfriend at all. You guys are kind of interested, dating, maybe, possibly, right? Okay.
Yeah. We love Scott Hall.
Let's get that out of the way so that we can talk openly. All right. We want to talk openly.
Yeah, go.
I'm asking you. I'm asking you. I don't care about Greg or whatever. I'm asking you, like, if you were dating a guy, and you guys went on a couple of dates and then things kind of got serious and you started messing around and it came to that.
Depends how much I like him. I mean,
would you not go down on him just because his hair was, because he didn't trim?
Nah, it's what you said. If you really cared him that much, you would do just like what you said,
right?
But if you don't, I feel you. I mean, goddamn, I don't have a cold heart. Shit.
No, here's my hypothetical question. All right, say you were about to get, and this is just exclude me from this question, even looking at me like I'm going to get
paid. I'll tell you the truth. Yeah.
Say you were about to, you know, like, oh, I really care about this guy, and you started to pull his pants down, like, I think I'm going to give him head.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you saw a shitload of bush.
Yeah.
Would you immediately change your mind to giving him an old-fashioned right there on the spot? Like, just kidding.
You know what an old-fashioned is?
It's I'll do it if handy. I like him.
Oh,
it'd
yeah.
Here's the thing. If he's going to get that, then it's too late.
But how do you know he's got that? How do you know he's not shaven or not? That's my question.
But see, I would already like them that much. Here's, so it'd be too late.
That's awesome.
Okay. Oh, yeah, Zach is begging for his opportunity to talk.
Even if. All right. So you're on a first date. It goes amazing. Guy pulls his pants down. It's
first
fucking.
First date, Zach.
Yeah, well, that's the kind of girls I date. I don't know how classy a broad you are, but I'm bottom of the barrel. So whatever you want to get out is your prerogative. However, if you're on a date and it's that turning point where guy pulls the pants down, you're willing to take a sausage for the team.
You're right.
Yeah. If he has the fucking Tarzan habitat down there,
what's wrong with that?
No, she might. She might, in fact, go ahead with it.
But
hold on, she's drunk. Depends how drunk I am.
No, drunk, sober, whatever. It's the first time. Fine, get on with it. But correct me if I'm wrong. You are going to have a conversation where you're like, you know, it'd probably be better
if you took
a razor in.
If you plan on fucking him again.
If you want more.
Only if you wanted to do it again. Now, in that instance, does it become a matter of, oh, yeah, the huge schlong and I liked him?
Like I said, if you plant at that moment, you're going to know if you're going to fuck him again.
Okay. Wow. Holy shit. I am liking how open she's being right now.
Hey, if she likes a guy like, so say. Say the first time, you know, you're like, oh, he's got a big bush and we did it or whatever. Second time, would you be like, all of a sudden he like walks downstairs and instead of like you leaving like breakfast for him, whatever, you have like a beard trimmer, you just went and bought Walmart. I mean, like,
no.
Here's an Egg McMuffin and a beard trimmer. Just
what if you had like one of the old school rolling lawnmowers that just kind of
okay. But here's the thing for me. Like, I have gone out and I've dated plenty of women, and they have all had different ranges of what the fuck is the word?
Most
I'm
of them
for?
Over 18.
No, yeah, well, most of them. Okay. We're going to leave it at that. Yeah. No. All of them over 18.
Right.
And they've all had different phases of personal grooming, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I've had bald. I've had a landing strip. I've had full on triangle. Like the whole thing is there, but they just take a trimmer
and, then you've
and
also,
keep it short.
Then you've
and
also,
then I've also had
the
full
poorly.
On poorly, Persian rug.
The poorly edited kung fu flick.
Yes, yeah.
Here's the difference between men and women, though. Even if a woman is totally unshaved, quote unquote, she is still trimmed. If a female is unshaved, she's shaved up to the crotchal region.
Right.
Yeah, most of them. If a man is unshaved, it is full on ape down there. Yeah. There is no start or end. That's the difference. If you look at a nicely framed picture, it's beautiful, even if it still has plenty of imperfections.
But if you look at a man where
it's an unfolded canvas with like fucking dirt flying fucking all over the place.
I will admit that I have gone and taken like a trimmer, like a what you would like take
fucking
a
trimmer, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. And I've taken that and gotten rid of the leg hair leading up to and gotten around it, but still around the D, I would leave a little bit because.
You cut my hair with that fucking clipper.
I do cut your hair with that clipper.
Hold on.
I got to ask her this question. I'm trying to get something out of her. I want to know if it's true or not. Whenever I have sex with a woman or go down on her, I actually enjoy a little bit of hair down there. Because I want to know that she's a woman.
You know what I'm saying? I totally get it.
I want
a 14-year-old girl or what?
No. I just want to know that, like, I got the little bit of stubble, hitting my face or whatever it is. Right.
Okay.
So do you feel the same way when you go down on a guy, or do you want it to be all or nothing?
Like I said, depending on how sexual experience you are. Like, yeah. Imagine seeing a porn. Okay, like a woman.
Well, in most porns, they're like completely shaven.
It's ding, like, ding, ding, ding.
Is that what you want? Really? Really? So you're saying that any hair down there at all is like a turnoff?
For personally speaking, this is my opinion.
Okay,
it looks prettier like that.
Of course.
So you can imagine then there's more.
Bigger. It looks
that
bigger.
That part.
Yeah,
duh.
It looks bigger.
Duh, prettier. Yeah. So if it looks prettier and bigger, hey.
Okay, I have an addendum to the question. As a male who manscapes, and you begin manscaping, and I don't know, 15, 16, whatever age you begin to manscape.
25.
There's no manual published on manscaping.
Right.
So personally, when I manscape, I stop at the line between the leg and the hip.
Yeah, the V.
But am I doing myself injustice by not going beyond? What is the line that a man should stop manscaping? Is it the knee?
I try to make sure all the way, like, I am a freak, so I make sure that the hair all the way to my buttle is gone.
Are you serious right now?
No, I don't
know. Wait, because here's the thing is that
if a girl was to go down on me and she was like to go
lick
my
balls.
She's
going to lick your fucking butthole?
No. Good one. No. If she was to go and lick under my balls, I don't want her to all of a sudden say, oh, there's a gigantic patch of fucking hair with dingles underneath.
No, come on.
That way
I
make sure that shit is
done. I take a shower every day so that doesn't happen. I take a shower.
Right,
so the hair that you might get is clean. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and if you fart a couple of times, you're already collecting fecal matter on that hair.
Here's the thing, though. Nah. I consider the hair a warning system of don't go near there. I stop shaving.
That's awesome.
I stop shaving at my gooch because I don't want anything near there. Don't even approach it.
He's got a little herpes sore on his fucking nose. Oh, no. He's like, I stop shaving. I'll leave that
there. Oh,
come on.
That was
I leave hair around that and say, don't go there. No, but you know what I'm saying? To me, I think, yes, I think that everybody should groom, but it's not going to stop me from going having.
You should groom the hair around your butthole because your stool will come out much smoother.
Here's the thing, though.
That's fucked up.
It's not like Roblox.
I'm telling you, that is not right.
It's not like Roblox, you know, like 2x4 Roblox trying to stop a semi or
I can't even get through that. If you actually spread your butt cheeks and fucking shave your butthole, there's problems.
No, I don't get there with a razor. I just fucking hit it real quick.
Now, hold on.
Mike,
don't
you have a butthole shaving story? I believe you do.
It's part of your fucking joke. Part of your original stand-up.
I had a girlfriend who actually who insisted that I was hairless everywhere. And she wanted to
get it
she
out,
wanted
man.
To go. She wanted to go down. Okay, all right. You really want me to go all the way back?
Yeah, go on.
Okay,
yeah.
So we went into a store one time, and we were shopping. And mm-hmm. women, believe it or not, you guys fart. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So we were in the store, and she farted, and all of a sudden, but she didn't say anything, and I smelled it, and I was like, "What the fuck is that?" I was like, "These fucking pants smell like shit." And she goes, no, I farted. And I was like, are you fucking serious? I was like, that's terrible. I was like, what the hell's wrong with you? And she goes, it was a poofed. And I'm like, no. So she cutely called her flatulent a poof.
Okay, whatever.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to get you back eventually one of these days.
No,
and I'm one of those guys.
No.
I am one of these guys that like will like plan something. I'm like,
oh,
I will
shit.
Put that in
I
the bank.
Imagine.
I put it in the bank, and I'm like,
no.
I remember when you fucking came and you did that to me, right?
Yeah.
Well, it was about a year later, I think it was, and we were hanging out at the house, and she wanted to groom me. She was like, hey, I think she wanted
to fucking trim your
yeah,
shit.
Because like I said, I'm not a groomer. I'm like, I don't believe in necessarily grooming at all. But, you know, occasionally I'll trim it down a little bit. But anyway, so she wanted to groom me. And she wanted to do what Greg is talking about, which is the trimming of the buttle area and the taint area.
Right.
She wanted
to
get all of that nice, right?
Right.
So the way that we decided to do it, actually, the funny thing is this happened on Valentine's Day.
Mm.
And on Valentine's Day for my girlfriend, because I loved her very much, I made her a dinner at home. She
mm-hmm.
worked that night.
Mm-hmm.
She was at work, and she didn't get home until 9:30. And I made her a dinner when she got home. There was candlelights and roses on the table. We had a
mm-hmm.
nice dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And then what she didn't know was not only I cooked her a nice at-home dinner, but I also put rose petals all in and baby
Ooh.
Oil all in a bath for her
Aww.
That was hanging out in a bath. And I was like, hey, you've had a long day at work and I want to take care of you. Come in here. And I had
Aww.
Like I had a sponge to like scrub her back and all that
mm-hmm.
stuff.
And cool.
she was so like, oh, my God, I can't
oh
believe you
God.
Did this for me. And I
yeah.
love it. I'm going to go relax. And I'm going to do this. Well, she was hanging out and
I
was.
Did you get these ideas from
Hold on. I'm building
the
this
straight
up.
Guy.
I'm building this up. So that you can understand exactly what happened. But this is true story. And so she went in there and she was doing her thing and she was having a bath and I heard her call me in. She was like, Mike, come in here. And I'm like, okay. So I come in and, you know, I'm giving her the sponge bath, whatnot. And she's like, get in here with me. And
oh,
I,
cool. Hell
this,
yeah.
This is when I'm going, okay, now it's paying off. It's actually uh-huh. paying off at this point. So I get into the bath with her.
Yeah.
And she goes,
Shrek. You did a Shrek.
Yeah. And she goes, you know what? I actually want, I want to groom you because you need grooming.
Oh shit. Okay.
Okay. I never thought of this, but
hey.
Apparently it was a thing for her.
What
she
the hell
just
did
never
you
told
get
me.
Up and like bend over and
no,
shit?
No, no, no. It was just, you know, we were in the bathtub together yeah. and she was like, you know what, baby, it's time. It's time for me to tell you that you need to start grooming down there. And I'm like, whatever.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to do it for you. I'm going to show you what it is.
Aww.
So she lays me down and I am literally laying on my back in a bathtub, about half full, you know, bathtub height. And I'm laying back with my legs hiked up above my head.
Like trying to do a pap smear. Like.
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, absolutely.
Like, yeah. She's
a fucking
gonna...
pap smear. Is that
exactly.
a cyst doctor?
No, it's exactly
I
it.
Thought that was a Russian
and
rock
she,
band.
And she is down at the... And thank you. And she's down at the other end.
Yeah.
And she's fucking down there with, you know, lifting my
ball sack
up.
Ooh.
And shaving with
yeah.
a razor, okay?
Oh, shit.
That
and
is
you've
trust.
Never been, you have
yeah.
never been in a more vulnerable position than on your back with your legs above your head and a woman with a razor by your junk, okay?
Yeah,
I'm just telling
yeah.
you.
That takes trust.
Yeah, it does. So she's going at it, and she's looking at me, and we're talking, and she's like, blah, blah, blah. And all of a sudden, I get this look on my face, and she's like, what? What are you talking about? What's going on? And I'm like, nothing. I just had this smile on my face, and then I let it go, and I sunk a submarine right in front of her. And you got to imagine her face is literally 3 inches from my junk. And all of a sudden, the air bubbles of the fart come floating up. And they fucking go bloop, 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 right there at the water level. And she's like, what the hell is wrong with you? What are you doing? And I go, baby, it was a poofed.
That's cool. A great story. Can you tell it again?
Oh, Jesus. Cool.
But yeah, that was hold the on, actual hold story.
I've never had a girl shave my junk. I can tell you that.
You probably, because you do
I'm,
it.
Well, because I'm fucking scared to death. You put a razor in a woman's hand, and that's true trust. That's like, oh, you're probably going to be the girl I marry at that point.
That's nothing you sign up for, though. Yeah. It's like, hey, baby, let me have you come into the bathroom and shave my junk for me. That's not something that comes up in normal conversation. Yeah.
Even for a guy. Yeah. Do you remember back in the day, I don't know if any of you guys ever used to look at porn magazines, but they would have those. Okay, maybe you did or didn't. But they used to have these pictures where it was guys like shaving women's vaginas. Like that was...
Really?
Supposed to be pornographic. And
yeah, I do remember that. Like early 90s. This? Early 90s. Yeah,
early
90s.
Yeah. And to me, it was always like, oh, I guess that's cool. I mean, you're shaving it, but what is
well,
that?
Well, I'm going to be putting my mouth there in a minute. I want to make sure it's all good. Motherfucker.
But it's not like a big turn on, right? Or would you think so? Or
I think it's a very intimate, cool thing, especially if you're both having fun and... I mean, if a girl's willing to do
you
that.
You said, yeah, very sexually, by the way. Oh, don't do that again. Yeah. You can't use
there's
your
three guys
voice,
here and one
okay?
female. It's going to just turn out for a bad situation.
It's
going
to turn into you laying on the fucking broadcast table with your vagina in the air.
Easy. Oh,
have you ever heard of soggy biscuit?
No.
And we'll explain later.
Jesus Christ.
I don't even know what a soggy biscuit is.
I can already picture a soggy biscuit and I'm thinking about it.
I know exactly what it could
I've spent too much time with British people.
Exactly.
Is that what they call a fucking wet vagina?
No, a biscuit. A biscuit's a cracker. A biscuit's a little cracker in a package. A sweet cracker in a package. And a soggy biscuit's when you have a circle jerk.
All right.
And the boys, the boys exclude the formula onto the biscuit. And the biscuit gets eaten by a certain female. Ew. I went from British to Southern really quickly.
Like a really quick Southern and Australian.
I think biscuit and I think, delicious Southern fucking dough.
I thought Southern England was like Australia.
Well, here's the thing. In England, it's backwards. Northerners are the rednecks and Southerners are the fancy people.
Really?
So if you're a northern British person, you're like, I'll fuck my sister. And if you're a southern British person, you're like, no, let's have a cup of tea.
Really? Yeah. Now, why is it the southern people get that vibe here in America?
It's probably the inbreeding.
I do have an argument to
bullshit,
that
because
if you go up in the Adirondacks in New York, in upstate New York, and you meet a redneck up there, they're not called rednecks. They're called woodchucks.
Woodchucks?
It's really weird, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Why really? Woodchuck?
I don't know. That's just what they call him. I was like, that dude's a redneck. He's like, well, we don't call him rednecks here. We call him woodchuck. I was like, that dude's got 5 trucks out in his front yard with grass growing up around him. That's a fucking redneck, okay? Yeah. I know fucking redneck when I see it. That's the symptoms of a fucking redneck. That 57 Chevy in his backyard is not getting rebuilt, okay? It's already goddamn rusted through. Are you kidding me? That's a redneck. They're like, no, it's a woodchuck. And I'm like, okay, explain. And they tell me everything about a woodchuck. And I'm like, redneck.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and a little bit of touch of white trash in there, too. Like, when I see a fucking trash bag sitting by the fucking front porch and they were too lazy to take it out to the goddamn dumpster and it's full of fucking diapers and shit, I'm like, I can see that from the road.
Well, we should elaborate on that.
Redneck.
Redneck is someone who enjoys NASCAR races.
No. See,
white, hold on. White trash is the person who's in the trailer park in the middle of the NASCAR race taking every dick she sees.
Hey. Go ahead and tell Chris Carter to take Zach Boyd's name off.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah, don't make fun of NASCAR.
No, no, no. I love me some NASCAR.
There, if you haven't been there to see what we see, it's really not, it's totally opposite what you just said.
Hold the fucking phone. I went to NASCAR with my father every day. Every fucking NASCAR, Daytona,
really?
And Pepsi 400 when I grew up. That is a family tradition in my family. Aww. And you want to fucking diss on that? You are going to fight me right here, motherfucker.
Wait,
that is my family tradition. You fuck off.
when we were there.
Zach got serious for a minute. He was like, I'm going to kill someone.
Jackson did get one nipple hard on that one.
We thought that you were making fun of NASCAR.
I'm just making fun of the white trash bitches who sit in the middle of the infield and take any dick they want. We were just talking about renting an RV this year
to go to fucking NASCAR.
Are you saying that you weren't making fun of yourself just now?
No, because I'm not white trash. I'm just redneck.
I don't go
to the infield and take dicks. I just go to NASCAR and enjoy the pit crew.
So you're the better of the white trash.
I'm above white trash, but below high class.
Okay.
Well, we are going to the what is the name of that goddamn race? The Coke Zero 400.
Yeah,
Coke Zero 400. We're going there this year, by the way.
And am I invited? By the way,
of course you are.
You better
where we're gonna be? We're gonna be in the infield. I don't think we're gonna be taking any dicks, but we'll be in the infield for sure.
Well, you don't have a double decker highbrow Winnebago.
Double decker Taco Supreme.
Now we did meet a couple of white trash rednecks at the NASCAR event. They were like, I've been coming here since 70 something, and he had to like remember the bus and everything, and he was being real hospitable and like, oh, I got a water hose over here, you guys, and you know, and cool off real quick. And then we saw the dudes with the badass buses and the little jacuzzis and shit that they inflated for the fucking...
Yeah, now, hold on.
That was the shit.
I will say the most amazing time of my life and the most redneck thing I've done, but the best time I've ever had was Memorial Day at Silver Glen. And do y'all have any idea what I'm talking about?
No.
Silver Glen is a springs up in Ocala National Forest. And it is like the redneck mating ground, all right? So you go up there and you park your boat on Memorial Day or any really banking holiday. Thanks for coughing in the middle of my story. I appreciate that. So you go up there and it's the Silver Glen. It's clear water. It's beautiful water. It's cold in the middle of hot summer sun. And you tie your boats together and it is literally like porn video, boats out, titties out, women on top of decks of boats eating everything and anything that gets put in their face, and it is giant sex party. It is amazing. Memorial Day Silver Glen, that is my favorite holiday in the whole goddamn
I think
world.
I will go to that. Okay. I think yeah. I
well,
will,
yeah. When is that?
Well, it's like Fantasy Fest in November in Key West.
No, we shouldn't even talk about that. Have you ever been?
No, but okay,
here's the difference between Silver Glen and Key West. Silver Glen is a bunch of rednecks who like women and dicks together.
Yeah.
The Key West is dick on dick.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's just Key West. No.
There are girls that like paint their bodies naked.
Don't try to fucking justify it. That thing down there is a big gay fest. It is.
I've talked to people that have gone down there and had a great time.
All I'm going to say is Birdcage.
Well, that was a very entertaining movie. Maybe go down there just for the entertainment.
If you enjoy sucking dicks, Key West is a great place to go.
No, what? No, hold on.
And that's
now,
why you've been there several
minute.
Times.
God damn it. Key West is actually a very good place to go, whether it's homosexual or not.
Except for that
anyone.
Third floor of
However,
that bar you went
that,
to.
That was bullshit.
That was funny when you
fest,
told me.
The girls never came. The girls never came.
Fantasy Fest, however, is a big, giant, goddamn homosexual thing. I might be wrong, and there might be people like sending emails right now going, you're a fucking idiot. But that Fantasy Fest thing is a big, giant, fucking schlong fest.
I've heard completely different. I heard it's gays, lesbians, and it's a place to go and just like fucking meet.
You can see titties. Yeah, you can see titties, and you go up and say, hey, can I suck on your titties? And they're like, no, my girlfriend's doing it.
Speaking of Schlongfest, have you heard of Aida Cruise Lines?
No.
Aida Cruise Lines is a German...
However, I heard of Zach Boyd's bedroom.
Fuck you. Aida Cruise Lines is a German cruise company, right? And they support European bathing on their cruise ships. So I happened to be in port with an Aida cruise ship before. And I'm like, oh, fuck yeah, European bathing. I'm going to go fucking up to the pool deck and check this shit out. So I'm like, yeah, get me on this ship. And a friend got me onto an Aida cruise ship. And I went up top and I'm like, oh, elevator. Ding, do, 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 do. And it was fucking German music. It was awful going all the way up to the top. But I get up to the top deck. It's like, Lido deck. Bloom. And I walk out to the pool and I'm like, European pit. What? Wait, that's a cock. That's a cock. That's a cock. What the fuck are all these cocks doing? There were cock. The women were not there.
That's no good.
It's like there's a nude beach in Texas. If you go up the beach drive that goes toward Port Arthur, it was washed away years ago in the hurricane, but there's still part of the road there. And me and my best friend, we had a four-wheel drive truck, Scott and I, and we're sitting there, okay, we'll go to Port Arthur here. It's 40 miles off-road. It was going to be cool. And you go a ways, and apparently that's where you find this nude beach. And we had heard about it all weekend at Crystal Beach, which is like the Daytona Beach of Texas, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
It's actually badder than fucking Padre Island because beads go year-round. It's like Mardi Gras all summer.
Right,
anyways,
right.
We get up there, and we're excited. We're going to see all, you know, nude beach, whatever. It was all, I'm talking like 50 old people.
That really? Sounds delicious.
I mean, it was so disappointing. It was so disappointing, and we were already like halfway to Port Arthur, and we're like, let's just keep going.
Mike, I think we find our summer trip. That sounds fantastic.
Yeah, we'll go there. Let's go there. All right, look, we've already gone like 30 minutes on this little Kings of the Podcast episode bonus right here. And really, it was I want to call it officially an audition. It was an audition for Mia.
For Mia? Mia's pretty badass. I like Mia. We should find out what the listeners think.
I think you've got a great voice for it, and I want to invite you to come back. I really do. We need a female voice on this show.
Okay.
And I agree. I think Zach hit the nail on the head. We need to get listeners' opinions.
Wait. Can we go ahead and fix something then? Okay, let me ask this from myself. Huh. Am I a good kisser?
Fuck this. Jesus Christ. Moving on.
This isn't your personal fucking dating service.
Thank you, because other people on this fucking podcast say I fucking don't want to say a goddamn thing. Thank you. At least I'm a fucking good kisser.
I got the joke, though. I understand where he was going with that, and I love you for it.
At least I'm a good fucking kisser, right?
Right. Damn right. Mia, I'm hoping that you'll come back and hang out with us more.
All right. Okay.
All right, everybody. Check us out. We are at kingsofthepodcastle.com, Stitcher, iTunes. This was a little bonus episode. Have a great week. We'll talk to you soon. Bye. We're at Kings of the Podcastle. Show me your boobs.
I say that same thing when I can't get it up with a woman.
And you don't look metrosexual. She might have had a little hang down the monkey.
That takes applying lipstick to a whole new level.
Hey, that must be why you like it from behind all the time.
Well, we could have some private time. My mom's out of the house.
Jabbing a sausage in your mouth. No, what's a fap?
Well, I hope it was doggy style, sweetheart. Clean out your vag from all that sand you got in there, because I really don't give a rat's ass.
Is that like one guy, one horse? I moved out of mom's house. I'm going to get a butterfly on my backside. It looks like the gay communist China is singing us a song.
You have to grab some and sniff it.
Ye vagina is wetteth.
Only if you show me your tits.
Change your own tire next time, bitch.
And she had no words. It was just like, I was just like, what? And she's like, but it was. Is that a guy? I was like, okay.
I have a little vagina.
God. This really fine bean that they grow.
Uh-huh.
And then
a dookie bean.
What?
I'm getting pissed!
Now, listen here, honey. When you guys are done watching your SpongeBob, I want you to go ahead and take the knife that Mama sent to you and plunge it into Grandma and Grandpa's heart and fucking kill them.
I got one thing to say about that.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm with you. Yeah, it's true.
Okay, that's all I gotta say about that.
Do you guys prefer a male or a female?
Female.
Really?
Yeah.
I actually would rather have an old man.
Please don't do this at home because, I mean, unless you're underage and you're listening to our show.
No, 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 no.